As Americans continue to pay a high price at the pump, President Biden is ordering the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The plan would involve releasing a total of 180 million barrels of oil over several months, the largest amount ever drawn from the reserve. For more on this, we're joined by Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello again.
So the Biden administration has pulled from its oil reserves twice already in the last 6 months, and now we're talking about potentially another 180 million barrels. Put that number into context for us. Is that a significant amount of oil?
It is in terms of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. If you think about a capacity of around, 720 million barrels at max.
Okay.
But the drawdown in terms of what Russia has been taking off the global market and what the United States consumption is, the market kind of looked at it this morning. Oil has been down anywhere from 6 to 3% and has kind of said, oh, it's more like kind of a bridge loan to U.S. production. And it doesn't really do anything to address the structural deficiencies of production and the war premium, the fact that there's still this specter of potentially world war across the pond.
Mm. Walk us through the logistics of releasing oil from the reserves. Where are the reserves stored and how does it all get dispersed?
This happens along the Gulf Coast. It's the largest known emergency supply in the world. And there are these underground tanks, some of them in salt caverns, that the United States has been stockpiling through the Department of Energy since the mid-70s. I mean, in the post-traumatic stress of the early 70s oil shock nearly 50 years ago, that we have to have some degree of self-determination. You've seen oil prices boom and bust repeatedly in the 5 decades since. And there have been times when the United States has been flush, such as at the beginning of this pandemic or 1998, where it could partake in really cheap oil and bank it kind of as a rainy day fund to be able to tap and potentially give consumers relief in this situation, which is not exactly a supply shock. But suppose there was a supply shock. Suppose there was a major war in the Middle East or a major hurricane that cut off all the refineries in the Gulf, that you have this pressure valve.
So when you say this oil is in underground tanks, it just makes me wonder, is it old? Does that even matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, the temperature control in the salt caverns, it's pretty, you know, the $4 billion has been spent on it, and it's pretty reliable. I mean, to get the stuff out close to petrochemical facilities and refineries can be done. After, you know, several weeks of practice, you could get it up to 1 million barrels a day of output.
Okay.
And it's fairly trustworthy. The barrels that have been putting in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, if you kind of track it over the past 45 years, it has kind of ebbed and flowed, and it has ebbed a bit more since 2017 because we have had enormous U.S. production, and Congress has used the opportunity to kind of take some oil off this market, sell it, use it for maintenance, to kind of equilibrate the price a bit more. So people warn that if something like this happens, you're going to need even more oil in the strategic reserve to make a difference.
Well, does pulling from our reserves leave the U.S. in any sort of vulnerable position at this point?
It does draw down on this bank account, if you will. Suppose there is another true oil shock. Suppose OPEC decides that 120 is a better kind of equilibrium price for it, and it wants to come back and not increase output by, say, 500,000 barrels a day, but wants to go back on its word. Can you really fall back on something? The entire global market knows that you're trying to jawbone down prices at this point. It's certainly not affecting prices at the pump. We've seen them stubbornly remain around $425, wow, $435 a barrel, and the market is not believing kind of what it thinks of as a bluff from the Biden White House.
So the stubborn prices, are there other options available to the Biden administration to attempt to bring prices down in addition to pulling from these reserves?
In a past life, you could put in a nice call to Riyadh and say, help us out, flood the market.
Yeah.
But there's no love lost between MBS and this administration since that infamous assassination several years ago.
In fact, OPEC and its allies, including Russia, announced today that they'd be sticking to this modest increase in oil production. So what impact does that have?
You have a market that's disproportionately susceptible to higher prices. You have Goldman Sachs and others still believing that $150, $200 oil is possible because Russia, even if you take Russian production offline, Russia is still invading another country and various other things can happen. And we're getting into the summer driving season and there's very little slack in the system.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks for the information, Robin.
Thank you, Jane.